Yo,
yo. Talk Radio.
Oh man, I'll wait for that. That's cool. Yo, 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 what's going on? Yo, you already know what the fuck it is. PSA Radio back with an exclusive segment today.
Word.
We have some crazy shit to talk about. I'm Timbo. I'm here joining my partner, my motherfucker brother. Dre, what's good, man?
Timbo, what's popping, my G, man? PSA motherfucking radio, man. What's goody, my guy?
Well, we have a situation to speak on now. It's not every day, Dre, that you have Hov, Jay-Z, the man himself, involved in two apparent beefs simultaneously. You have Adrian Broner.
Well, Timbo, hold on. I don't even think it's beef. I think niggas are in their feelings. Jay-Z is at a point in his career, my G. He's not beefing with niggas. Timbo, he got Beyonce and Blue
especially
Ivy.
Especially these guys.
Son, I don't think nobody, I don't think Jay is at this point in his career, Timbo, where he's trying to get at people. I think he's past that, bro. He's past that.
Of
like,
course.
You know when niggas say, who's in your top five? Like, Jay-Z's not even in my top five. He's just in a different stratosphere than me. You know what I'm saying? And listen, Jay-Z's not my favorite MC, but I respect him. Let's be real, man. This man has been in since 1996. I mean, obviously, he's with Jazz Zone, Original Flavor. We get all that. But Reasonable Doubt dropped in 96. This man has been consistent all the way down from 96 to 2014. He's bigger than hip-hop, Timbo. Let's be clear on PSA Radio. He's bigger than hip-hop. You feel me? Do I like every Jay-Z album? Hell no. There's some albums I didn't really care for. You know what I'm saying? For Master Flex, I respect you, my G. For real. You are a fucking legend, my nigga. A fucking legend in this shit. I grew up on Funkmaster Flex. Let's be clear. You feel me? Flex, I'm just a tad bit confused, my nigga. I'm going to take it back from when Flex had 2001, when the Rockefeller, when Beans, Freeway, I mean, Jay-Z didn't rap. Damn, Hov, I wish you'd rap. But Beans, Freeway, Meek, Bleak, Oskino, Young Chris, all the niggas in State Property, all the niggas, Timbo, was in the fucking studio with fucking Funkmaster Flex. And you heard Jay-Z saying, yo, Flex, holler at me. So there's, and when Jay-Z was there again, Timbo, when he did the fucking Kanye Grammy family shit, he rapped on there, Flex was right there. It seemed to be all good between them. Like, obviously, we don't know the fucking ins and outs of what the fuck is going on behind the scenes, and I don't give two donkey nuts. But I'm a tad bit confused here. Dipset, let me all that y'all niggas right quick, man.
Uh-oh.
I fucks with Dipset, Timbo. Like, 02, 03, 04, 05, you couldn't tell me. Dipset, G-Unit, The Locks. You feel me? Cam had all these young niggas around here wearing pink, Timbo. You feel me? Back in 02. You dig?
Yep.
When Juelz came out and said he had discrepancies with Cam, the hip-hop community, like, what the fuck? Dipset breaking up? G-Unit breaking up? Like, this shit here crazy. You feel me? They dropped the one song when they got back together, Salute. I thought that was a fucking fire track. You niggas go to Funkmaster Flex show last week. Freaky Zeke, let me holler at you, my nigga. We don't want to hear you rap, Zeke. We don't want to hear you rap. Get the fuck out of here. No, Zeke. You set up the freestyle up there in 97. We don't want to hear from you. Juelz, you are my dude, but you haven't had a hot joint since, what, Ben's Beamer, Bentley with fucking Banks, and that was Banks on Timbo. Let's be clear.
That shit was fire, yeah. Thanks, killed that.
Jim Jones is my dude, but Jim ain't had a fucking hot joint since Max B was here, Timbo. This is facts.
Damn.
Since Max been locked up, Jim ain't really had no hot fire joints like that. How many years ago Bowling was, Timbo?
Oh, man, that was almost 10, something like that, right? Like,
so the point I'm making is this. They decided to come back together. That's good. But they go up there to 97, the freestyle is even all that dope. Juelz, you're more of an MC than Jim Jones, and Jim Jones got a fucking better verse than you. That don't make no goddamn sense. Cam, you rapping off a phone. I don't want to see that shit. And Flex is supposed to be helping them too with a project. I guess he's co-producing. I don't know if it's a mixtape or an album.
Yeah.
But we heard the audio with Flex going in. He's taking shots at Jay-Z's website, the Lifetime website. I guess somebody asked him about his app, the Funkmaster Flex app, which I do have, Flex. I appreciate you for the app, my G. Salute you on that. Here's the thing, Timbo. You know, Jay-Z got the 40-40 club, and I guess he told certain DJs or whoever, Dipset music cannot be played at the 40-40. What is your thoughts about that? Jay-Z or whoever in command would tell DJs, you can't fucking play no Dipset in here. Is that fair or not fair?
That is, no, that's not fair. Come on, man. You're taking away the job that the DJ is doing.
Timbo, I'm on the fence with this.
I don't fuck with the stipulations of inviting somebody and say, nah, I mean, you know, I don't want you playing that, you know, this and, you know. I don't know. I personally don't fuck with that.
No, I agree with you. See, I'm on the fence, too. I'm going to keep it real because, let's be real, if you had a discrepancy with other artists and you own a certain business, do you really want to hear that person's voice in the background, my nigga?
That's the other part. Exactly.
That's the other part. Like, when Jay decided to show up at the 40-40, his Cam, who was taking shots at him for years, you hear that voice in the background, your stomach kind of cringes a little bit. But I agree with what you said also. What about the people that's coming to that event? Coming to the 40-40. You gotta play Dipset. It's up north. It's New York, New Jersey. You gotta play that shit, my nigga. So the handcuff for DJ to not play Dipset music, I ain't really feeling that too much, Hov. You know what I'm saying? But I get it. You know what I'm saying? I'm on the fence with it, my nigga. I gotta keep it real. You remember when Jay-Z dropped the Holy Grail album, Timbo?
Yes.
And I guess it was an app, obviously. So from what Flex was saying on his show, that somebody called him from the Lifetime's Jay-Z website or whatever, called him up about his particular app and how the shit goes down, this, that, the third. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You heard through Flex's audio, he kept cracking about the website, cracking on the app. Jay-Z's app, I guess, crashed when Holy Grail came out because of how many downloads. I'm just confused. Like, Dipset don't like Jay-Z. Flex and Dipset are doing projects together. So now is it, let's just get on hold now? Like, do we really think Jay-Z gives two donkey nuts about all this shit right now, my nigga? Really? This is not 1997 to 2003. The ether days are over. Jay ain't not talking to nobody no more. Well, let's be real, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? For real.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. I would say this. Why would Jay-Z people then, if you're not allowing Dipset music to be playing at the 40-40, why would y'all call Funkmaster Flex to ask him about not only the app part, but to ask him what's his dealings with the Dipset reunion? Why would y'all give a fuck
the
about
Dipset
that?
Reunion, exactly.
See,
that's the curious part. If you were so adamant about not wanting to hear the music, not wanting it to be played, this and that,
talk about it. Yeah.
I agree.
That's the weird part to me. That's the skinny. Like, why would y'all even ask Flex about that? But Flex is acting like he's the fucking king of apps out here. Like, you're the only one that can have an app, Flex? Come on, my nigga. That don't even sound legitimately right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's real crazy. And then he's like, I let you live in my town. I will ruin you. Is he talking about Jay-Z? Flex, come on, my nigga. But you got to be in your late 40s, early 50s, my nigga. I don't want to hear OGs, legends like this going out like this, my nigga. If this is a
Well, you know, there's
boy,
a picture. Did you see the picture that he posted up?
Talk about it.
Hov texted him. And so Flex screenshotted it, put it up, and said, oh, wow, you're going to call me from block numbers and this and that. And then all of a sudden he texts me now. All this. Yeah. So he actually put that out, too, yesterday.
Oh, well, damn. I did not know that, my brother.
Damn, Flex. Like,
yo, Flex did talk greasy. He had the bombs going in the background like he does, Timbo, when he's going to go in on people. You know what I'm saying? He said his whole security was at the tunnel. My security was holding you down. Listen, I was able to live through the 90s and go through the tunnel a couple of times in my lifetime. So I know that late 90s, 96, 97 era when the tunnel was on some, like, gully shit, Timbo. Like, niggas in there was getting it busy. You can go on YouTube. Any people listen to the show, I want you to go to YouTube, go to the Tunnel in New York City, when the Locks is there, Jay-Z, State Property, the Locks, Mobb Deep, that Snoop was there and shit, so that was a legendary spot for hip-hop and shit, you know what I'm saying? That was legendary, the Tunnel, that was all flex. And Choke No Joke and all those other cats doing a documentary, shout out to them real quick. But
thanks.
Is this more like, because it seems to me like, because now Flex is running with Dipset and he's supporting them, and he knows they had discrepancies with Jay. And, you know, Cam, listen, I fucks with Killer Cam Timbo. That's my motherfucking dude. Not when he was rocking the pink. I'm talking about fucking before Sports, Drugs, and Entertainment, the first album, the Confession shit. I was fucking with Killer when he was a Mace. I was fucking with Cam on Children of the Corn with his cousin Bloodshed, R.I.P. to Bloodshed, Big L, all of McGruff, all the niggas and shit. Let's be clear.
Yeah.
So I fucked with Killer Cam. He got to Rockefeller because Dane brought him over here. I guess Jay-Z didn't like the fact. And one thing I like about those Dipset cats when they're on a rock, they were kind of self-sufficient, more independent. Like, they didn't need Jay-Z too much to jump on. No shade to Beans and Bleak, because I fuck with Beanie Siegel, but, you know, Bleak kind of needed that Jay-Z picture or that Jay-Z stamp of approval and shit. Dipset didn't need that when they got to Rockefeller.
Yeah.
It was just a machine to be under Rockefeller.
Exactly.
And then you seen Cam talked about he did Old Boy and asked Jay-Z to jump on the Old Boy remix. Jay-Z did a verse. Cam said he didn't like Jay-Z's verse. He threw him off that shit. And it, for Jay-Z's ego, for somebody to throw him off a song, and them niggas like, man, we ain't fucking with that verse, hoe. Get the fuck out of here with that. So it's always been a little beef there. When Cam, when niggas try to stick Cam up for the Lamborghini, he said in the song that he seen niggas throwing a diamond up when they were shooting fires. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Shit crazy, my nigga. Shit is crazy. So there's always been problems with Dipset and The Rock. Even on Smack DVD, I think it's Smack DVD Part 12. I still got that shit.
Yep.
When it was Jim Jones, Figgy Zeke, and they were shitting on Jay-Z and all this other Nas and all of them and shit. So there's always been, you know, tension there and shit, my nigga. I just don't like to see OGs go like this. And if, this is not beef to me, Timbo. This is just, we live in a world, like he said, the digital era. He says, I'm digital now. Flex loves saying he's digital. Yes, Flex, we understand you're digital, my nigga. But come on, my nigga. You beefing with Hov like that? I don't know, Timbo. It's just it's a fucking crazy situation and shit. I don't think it's going to help Dipset any kind of way because I don't give a fuck about the beef. Can I have some motherfucking music? That's what the fuck I give a fuck about. The last couple Dipset songs I heard, Timbo, I'm not feeling. I didn't feel the freestyle of the I-97. The money joint they got, other shit. I'm not feeling this shit right now. So, I'm, you know, that's no shade of Dipset. But shit crazy, my nigga. That's what it is, man. You know, that's
it's
my point.
Out
how
here,
I feel about the whole shit.
Like, you know what? And the crazy part is, like, how respected both of these guys are. I mean, we all know Paul Flex. Like,
right.
I mean, that guy's reputation speaks for itself. Hov, obviously, also. It's just crazy that the OGs in the game are now acting like
going
like
back
this,
and forth
with
some dummy shit. Yeah, like, come on, man.
Exactly. That's the crazy one.
And if you motherfuckers are waiting for Jay-Z to respond, well, hey, damn, Timbo, you hit it on the head. You said Hov did call Jay-Z. I mean, call Funkmaster Flex.
Yeah.
I would love to know what that conversation was and shit. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So did they speak, or did Flex pick the phone up, or what's going on here, Timbo?
I don't think Flex picked the phone up right away, but then Hov texted him. Yeah, and then said, yo, this is Hov. And then that's when Funk Flex screenshotted it and then put it out there, like, yo, you can call me. Block numbers, this, that.
Oh, Flex, you falling into the cyber world when we screenshot shit, OG, and put it out there? This is what I hate about Instagram and all the Twitter shit, Facebook. These niggas be doing some slime ball shit, man. He called you to talk to. Why the fuck would you pick the phone up and talk to that man? Did he say Hov was talking greasy in the text or what?
No. It was just he screenshotted the text and all it said was, this is Hov.
That's it?
Yep. That's it.
Hmm.
All he,
I wonder
all
what that
said
means,
Timo. I don't know. Huh. I don't know.
Mm.
I think what Flex was saying, I think on his page he was saying it's part two. He's going to start to talk about it again today.
Really, my nigga? Yeah, these niggas are taking it real far. But, yo, he woke up the sleeping giant. Jay-Z has responded. Well, I mean, even if it's a text or whatever it is, he has responded. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy, my nigga. It's crazy. Wow.
Let me ask you this: Do you want to see Hov respond?
In what kind of way? A rap and a DJ beefing? I mean, Jay can go on the booth, and I just don't think at this point in his career, son, like, he's on that. He's a businessman. This nigga got businesses. This man is fucking doing sports with his sports agent shit. Like, he tells you, I'm not a businessman. I'm a businessman. Like, you know what I'm saying? And Jay, let me tell you something. Jay-Z knows he doesn't fucking respond back to a lot of people. He picks and chooses who he's going to battle. And it's always been big dogs. You know what I'm saying? Nas.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Niggas like that. I know he got a jail felony back in the day. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I don't know, B. I'm not expecting him to at all. I'm pretty sure it's going to be a phone conversation. Maybe Ebro got to come in now. I wonder how Ebro feels about this shit. I bet he got to come in and play, you know, peacemaker here and shit.
Kind of mediator between these two, exactly. But let me tell you, let me read you the exact post that Flex said. He said, "Really? After calling private for hours, you texting in capital letters? This guy thinks it's 1997. Tomorrow, 7 p.m., I got this. I see you need a tune-up and lesson in respect."
When was this posted up, Timbo?
This was yesterday.
Yesterday, so he's doing this today then, tonight? Saturday?
Yes.
I'll be tuning in. Oh, Flex, you going with the ball with this, huh? Wow. Woo! This should be interesting, Timo. Let's see. I will be listening tonight, like the whole world will be, I'm pretty sure, to hear what the fuck Funk Master Flex got to say. This is part two. These niggas are really running with this shit. And I know Dipset is in the cut loving this shit. You feel me?
Yeah.
Your niggas is fucking loving this shit. So, that's what it is, my G.
Crazy. 7 p.m. Listen tonight.
Word.
How many bombs do you think Flex is going to drop tonight? I'm going to call about, I'm thinking maybe 75, something like that. He'll drop.
That's is that the
I'm
over
thinking.
And
75.
Under? That's the over. 75. What's the over and under? 75?
The over under people have is 100. So, and it could get close to that, Dre. It could get close to 100.
Yeah, I'm gonna go 80 something to 90, Tim. I'm going there.
All right.
I'm going there, by G.
Crazy. 7 p.m. Hot 97. Funk Flex. Hov, call up. God, just call up, man. Let's settle it. Go settle this on Hot 97 real quick, man. Let's the world here. It's already out there. You might as well. This is crazy. Funk Flex, Hov, Jay Z. I mean, two legends going at it, man. I hope this can be resolved. This is insane.
Yes,
so.
This ain't nothing big. I think it can be resolved. Right.
Yeah, I think it can be. It's crazy, though, that these guys are just putting it out there. Like you said, the digital age, the social media age, the screenshots, everything's getting put out. It's like the OG's doing that. Damn.
This is, what is it, app beef? No, this is a new thing in hip-hop. Now we got app beef. App beef. Like,
there you go. Yep. There's application beef these days. That's exactly what it is.
Crazy. It's crazy,
digital,
bro. That's what it is.
Shout out to these guys. I hope this shit gets resolved. Hot 97, Funk Flex, Hov. You already know what the fuck it is. PSA Radio, breaking segments, breaking news, all this shit. This is what the fuck we speak on. You already know what the fuck it is, man. This is Timbo. I'm here joining my fucking brother, Dre. What's good? Take us out.
Y'all already know what it is, man. 311, man. My bro Tim on my PIC and this motherfucking shit, man. PSA motherfucking radio, man. I'll let you boys know.
Yes, sir. This segment's going to be uploaded ASAP. Look out.
I'll let you boys. Shout out to Timbo, man. Word.
My G. Let's get it. We out.
You already.